Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, calling all radio amateurs. This is KO4VNZ. Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, Chuck and Opal. Activating the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The Farah VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association and uses 167.9 hertz subaudible PL tone for access. If members and other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4a.org or send a note to Farahnet at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussions, Q&A regarding technical topics such as, this is the Wednesday net. For topics such as equipment and hardware, computer software, antennas, and operating procedures, and other information related to the radio arts. Okay, I guess I've got all the script in. Anyway, welcome to the General Services Net. My name is Chuck, KO4VNZ. I just found out I was doing the net about an hour ago, so I don't really have a topic. So before we get started, if anybody out there has a particular topic they'd like us to address today, if not, I have one possible idea. So if you've got a idea, go ahead now. All right, I didn't hear anybody come back, so let me just say that my idea for a topic is radio networks. I know this is my favorite network. That's why I volunteer to run it when nobody else will show up. And I also listen to the Heritage Hunt Networks on Saturday. But maybe the question for tonight among the old-timers are, do you have any other favorite networks, either from digital radio or pen meter or any other favorite networks that you can recommend to us new guys in the hobby? So that'll be the question for tonight. So with that said, I'm going to start our check-ins, and I'll start first with EchoLink. Are there any EchoLink check-ins? Go ahead now. This is KO4VNZ. I didn't hear any EchoLink. So next, are there any mobile or any mobile check-ins? Go ahead now. I couldn't hear anything. Let me go ahead with general check-ins, and please give me your call sign slowly, and we'll start now with just general check-ins. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV. This is Oscar 4 Whiskey Yankee X-Ray.
Uniform.
So Alpha Victor. No comment.
W4RKU.
I got three is the last four. I got Rich, K1HTV, and I got Oscar for Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, I believe. And then that next one I did not get. And then I got Kevin, W4RKU. So whoever was in there, I think I got the last two characters were Alpha Victor. But give me your call sign again, over.
Kilo Echo 5, Bravo Alpha Yankee. Mark, no comment.
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo Alpha Victor, no comment.
Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima, no comment.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
Kilo Quebec 4, Echo Mike Tango, no comment.
All right, let me run down what I've got now. Picked up there, I think it was Kilo Echo 5, Bravo Alpha Yankee, no comment. And then I already got Kevin, and then Whiskey Bravo 7, Whiskey Alpha Victor, no comment. Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima, no comment. Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel, I think that's Gil. And then Kilo Quebec 4, Mike Echo Tango, no comment. If that's all correct, X1 up, go ahead.
Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
Okay, that noise is really killing us. I did get Kilo 3, Foxtrot Romeo. Is there anybody else out there? Go ahead.
No comment.
I think I had two of you on there, and I didn't get either one of you. So there was a lot of static in one of the calls. Let's try it again. Go ahead.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Echo Mike Tango, recheck. No comment.
Got that correction then. That was Kilo Quebec 4 Echo Mike Tango. Thank you for correcting me there. And who was the other person calling in? Go ahead.
Correction to my call sign. Whiskey Bravo 7 Romeo Alpha Victor. No comment.
Okay, thank you for that correction. I did get Whiskey Bravo 7 Romeo Alpha Victor. All right, so I'm at the end of my list. Go ahead. Anybody else? All right, well, not hearing anybody else, and apologies for my errors. Again, it's obvious that I have a little dyslexia the way I can flip letters around. We'll go ahead and start this. Before I do that, let me just review quickly upcoming events with the club. We've got our next club meeting is February 9th at the Path Foundation Center at 7:15. It's open to everyone. I believe that this meeting will be making our preparations for the Virginia 2SO party, if I'm not mistaken. In addition to that, there is a VE test session coming up February 18th at 9:30. You can see details about that on the website. And, of course, we have our informal club breakfast for next month. That is on Saturday, February 25th. And that's about all I have to report on. So I guess we'll go right into this. First, let me say I haven't been doing that much on the radio this week. I've been running around getting ready for some surgery and all, some last-minute doctor's appointments and all, so I haven't done much. And as a new ham, I'd be very interested in hearing what any of you all, if you all have any favorite networks that you can recommend. So with that, I'll take our first person, this will be Rich. K1HTV, this is KO4VNZ. Go ahead.
Good to get you out, KO4VNZ. This is K1HTV in Amosville. Thanks for doing the net with the one-hour notice, and I really appreciate that. As far as the nets, the only ones I attend on a regular basis are the Farrah Nets, Sunday and Wednesday, and occasionally the Heritage Hunt Net on Saturday mornings. Don't do many of the others. I don't do any of the ones up on 300, although I understand they're quite good. And I think the Culpepper Club has one down also on the W3CU, W4CUL. As far as activity, I've been too active. Did work a couple of Chinese stations last night on 15 and 20 meters. Normal Australians, they're always there. UR5FSP Maritime Mobile has been active, and then his antenna blew down. He's on a boat, and he lost his antenna. And he's just put something up, and he's not anywhere near as strong as he was. I've worked him all over the world. I got a note from him, and he said he's running 10 watts. So he's done amazing with 10 watts. But the antenna he has now just doesn't seem to be very strong. It's not producing a very good, very strong signal. The 3Y0J group is offloading gear from the Marama sail, the yacht, the sailing yacht Marama, onto the Zodiacs, and they're transferring that equipment to the shore. They'll be doing that for the next couple of days. They hope to get on the air by Saturday. K1HTV with noise. So Saturday we hope to hear them on the air for the first time. They thanks to W4RKU posted a very good site which points to what the setup will be, and all the stations are going to have lots of stations on sideband CW and FT8. So you had a pretty good chance of working them. The pileups will be big. Don't wait till the end, because you never know what kind of weather they're going to have. And all it takes is one bad storm, they'll cancel it, and that's it. So they probably will not be back there for another 20-plus years. I'm sure I'll be off the planet by the time they get back to Bouvet. So I think that's it. Back to net control. This is K1HTV.
Thank you, Rich, for all that. That was really good. Let's see, who do I have next? Oh, read my own handwriting again. I think it is Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. Go ahead.
Hey, Chuck, there's a correction. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray, Matt and Goldvane. Good evening, Farrah, and all those on the net. Radio-wise, I have not been doing a significant amount. Work's kind of keeping me occupied right now. But as far as nets, outside of our nets that we get on Wednesdays and Sundays, that's a regular for me I try to be on. I won't call it a net, but it's an activity I like, and I do WinLink Wednesday, which is, it takes me all 5 minutes to jet up an email and participate in that communication exercise, I'll call it, not a coordinated net, but that's something I do on a regular. I've found the Virginia phone net on HF. I've tuned into that a couple times and said hello, so that's kind of cool. That's on 80 meters. That's fun to find. They get on twice a day, every day, so they're very dedicated. You just Google Virginia phone net, you'll find them. And I'm sure a lot of people here on here are already very aware of them. But that's all I've got going on. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. Back to Matt. Thanks, Chuck.
Thank you, Matt, for that. And, I'll look up that Virginia phone net. Hopefully I'll have my HF up here pretty soon. Although 80 meters, I don't know that I'll be getting on 80 meters myself. But just nice to know there's other things out there. Let's see. Next, I think, is Kevin, W4RKU. Go ahead.
KO4VNZ, this is W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Chuck. Thanks for doing the net tonight. This is the only net I participate in. I would sometimes participate in a 300 machine long ago. Other than that, I haven't done a ton of radio stuff per se. Though I did do today's CWT, worked 40 contacts, and conditions seem to be pretty good. So the bay conditions will stay good while Bouvet is running. So that's all I can hope for, or all we can hope for. So I'll turn it back over to you, Chuck. K4BNZ, this is W4RKU, back to bed.
Boy, that noise is something. Stand by.
You are coming in over it, Chuck.
Okay, let's see. On my list, I had to make a phone call. It's WB7RAD, no comment. Then I think it was KN4STL, no comment. So I think the next one here is KM4OZH. And if I remember right, that's Gil. Go ahead.
KO4VNZ, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Chuck. Thanks for jumping in there and taking care of the net this evening. Doing a fine job. Yeah, you are able to talk over top of that digital noise there. Well, let's see here. So what am I working on? Well, I'm trying to finish up a couple of details on some of my VHF contest stuff that was not quite totally finished. Solder lugs on the end of some leads instead of wires just underneath the screw terminals on some switches and so forth, and get that squared away so I don't have to worry about it and be thinking about it come June. And then can move on to whatever contest happens to be coming in March. It slips my mind, whatever it is that's in March. Anyway, as far as other nets, I do tune in often to the Heritage Hunt 10-meter net, which is on Thursday night at 7:30 on 28475. You know, that's a relatively informal thing. And that's on right before the old Virginia Hams net on at 146970 at 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So that's I moved to there. And then occasionally I'll squeak in and jump in real quick to the Vienna Wireless 10-meter net, which is also 8 o'clock on Thursday evening. At a time crunch, there's a time crunch there. Everything's always at the same time. And that's on 28444. So there's a bunch of operators in that, too. So that's all very good. And that's about it. That's all I got for this evening. Go turn it back over to the net. KM4OZH.
Thank you, Gil. That was quite informative. Now, with all my typing into a net logger, I'll have to go back and play the recording of this so I can get all the details on what you just mentioned. But thanks for all those good hints. Let's see, next, I think, I had to correct this call sign was K24EMT, no comment. So that now brings me to K3FR. Go ahead.
KO4VNZ, K3FR, very good to hear you, Chuck, tonight, and everyone else on the net. I don't participate in many other nets other than, like with Gil, the OVH net, on, Thursday evenings. But, there are also the 1010 International runs a lot of nets, on 10 meters one that Gil mentioned at 28444, is one of the 1010 nets. You just Google 1010 International and look through their net sponsorship, and like I said, they have a lot that are up on and up operating over the all over the world, actually. Their membership is international. And what have I been doing? Not an awful lot. Just maintaining radio set up here and making sure that it's nice and clean and stable, and getting ready hopefully to try something for Bouvet Island. See if I can my poor little radio and set up here will allow me to work it. So that's about it. Back to you, Chuck. Of course, I do have to recommend the W4VA Nets Sunday evening at 8 o'clock and also Wednesday evenings at 8 o'clock on the 147 165 repeater out of Warrenton, Virginia, W4VA. Back to you, Chuck. KO4VNZ, K3FR.
Thank you, Ron, for that. Yeah, I also try to make all of the clubs nets on Sunday and Wednesday, as well as the Heritage Hunt net on Saturday. The only time I tend to miss the Heritage Hunt net is on the days we have the breakfast. And then even then, sometimes they'll still be going when the breakfast is over, and I'll get on it on the way home. That brings me to the end of my list here, so let me do another call for any other people that want to check into the FARA Wednesday General Services Net. Go ahead.
KY4OP.
All right, I got KY4OP. Go ahead.
This is KY4OP coming remotely through the 4-H Ham Radio Club trailer. Getting that set up. Got a switch earlier this week from MB3A and got that wired up, so took care of the RFI in the trailer. Dealing with some kind of high packet loss going over cellular now from my cell phone, which I'm testing it, so I'm curious how poor my audio is. I'll go back and listen to the recording later, but once I get that problem figured out, I think we'll be able to remotely operate the 4-H trailer. So that we can do that from meetings when we don't have opportunities to put up full antennas or whatnot. So that's what I've spent a good portion of my evenings doing. And with that, I'll go ahead and hand it back over to Nick. This is KY4OP.
All right. Thank you, Nick. I always like hearing what the 4-H is up to these days. With that, I think I'm at the end. I'll give one more call for last-minute check-ins or rechecks. Go ahead.
W8BT.
Okay, I got W8BT. Is there anybody else out there? Okay, well then, Travis, W8BT, go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Chuck and all and Annette. Don't really have too much. I just wanted to comment there. I was listening, and I heard Nick say he was going to go back and listen to his audio, but Nick, your audio is was quite good, so you can go ahead and listen to it if you want, but I was watching on the SBR, and yeah, yours looked probably about as good as, if not better than anybody else's, so that's about all I've got. Just looking forward to KY0J, and that's about it. W8BT, back to net.
Very good, Travis. You mentioned KY0J. I don't think I heard them. Are you talking about them on this net? Go ahead.
No, Chuck, that's the D-Expedition in Bouvet Island.
Oh, yeah, that's what Rich and some other people were talking about, and I was reading this past weekend about that in the QST magazine. All right, with that said, and not hearing anybody else, I guess it's time to wrap this up. Counting myself, it looks like we had 11 people in. That's what at least I got 11 people logged into NetLogger. So let me find the script and we'll close this up.
KI4EKI.
Sorry, I caught 4EKI. Give me your call sign again.
Kilo India 4, Echo Kilo India. Sorry if I went too fast.
No, I think I had hit my transmit button and knocked you out. Anyway, Kilo India 4, Echo Kilo India. Go ahead.
Copy that. Just wanted to say hi to everyone on the net. And wish everybody good rest of this week and a safe one, and best to all on the net and about and such. Glad that this is still occurring and that people are made aware of what ham radio should be about. Take care, sir. Everyone have a safe one. KI4 EKI.
Very good, Richard. Thank you. And I think with that, I'll go ahead and wrap this up. This is KO4VNZ for the Farinet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If members and other listeners would like further information, please see our website at w4va.org or send a note to farinet@w4va.org. Feel free to continue discussions on this repeater. Stand by for tones.
K1HTV, KI4EKI. K1HTV, KI4EKI. Rich, you around? Idea for ducting, but oh well. Nothing heard. KI4 EKI clear 2030.
KI4 EKI KP4 CFP.
Oh, good evening there, Greg. How are you doing?
Not bad. I didn't catch who you were calling for, but I did hear you. Want to say howdy?
No, I appreciate it. At least somebody's coming back to me. Yeah, I was trying to call for K1HTV, but I guess there was some interference in there, some QRM, and I was not successful.
Yeah, that noise has been in here for a while. I mean, it comes in, it goes out, and nobody seems to know what it is.
Definitely sounds like some November hotel traffic, if I ever heard it.
Yeah, it definitely is annoying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to try to get a hold of Rich here, but he's not in there right now, so I guess I'm kind of, I guess I have to test this out another way, another day. I was going to ask him if he could pull up one of his SDR radios, but it can wait. Okay, let me guess. Took me out again, right?
No, I was just pausing a minute. How's my signal?
Oh, in between the noise, you are rock solid. I'm not joking. You're in there. You're in like Flint, as they say.
Yeah, very good. I'm operating 5 watts, so not too bad.
Gracious, you've got a wonderful 5 watts there. I'm surprised you're making it in here from all the way down there. Shoot, if you had a 220 rig, you could probably hear my link station with that good of an antenna.
Yeah, unfortunately, the antenna doesn't do 220. 2 meters, 440, and 6.
Copy that. Well, I want to let you know for the record that my Diamond X200 does. It says that on the specs on the internet, it says it's only for 2 meter and 440, but oddly enough, I just got around to getting an SWR meter I knew I had around here somewhere. I had to dust it off. Finally found my Daiwa dual needle meter, hooked it up. And you know that antenna is only putting out a 1.3/1 SWR reading.
W8BT.
Go ahead.
Station, go ahead. KP4CFP.
Hey, Richard, I heard you refer to the interference. It doesn't really cover anybody up. It may quiet them a little bit at some point or reduce their signal into the repeater a little bit. But what is November hotel traffic?
That means non-ham. I'm surprised you didn't get that.
Well, I'm not, but anyway, thank you. W8BT clear.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to confuse anybody. My apologies.
Oh, you got somebody else to come back?
Yeah, it was another local unit in the area. I forget his name, but I've heard him a couple of times before on this repeater. He's a local, but other than that, no, I was just really honestly surprised at the low SWR reading on my X200 for the fact that it's not supposed to work on 220, yet it does.
1.3 to 1 is good SWR reading. My 10 meter is 1.4 to 1, and that's mounted horizontally. I've got it held up by two bungee cords on my of the three posts that hold up my carport, and it's only maybe 5 feet above the ground. But the cool part is I can reach the whole antenna.
Whatever gets the job done. I mean that's the whole idea behind getting an antenna. Like, it's however you can do it, whatever floats the boat, man.
Yeah, KP4 CLP for ID. I see the I noticed the other day the bungee cords looked weather worn. Meaning I should probably replace them with something that does better in the weather. Otherwise, one day I'll come home and one of them will be broken and my antenna will be half laying on the ground.
Yeah, I was about ready to say, but I'm surprised they've held up as well. And like I said, getting back with the this Diamond X200, I am just pleasantly surprised how low a reading that has for a band it's not even meant to work on.
Well, there's a couple 220 machines around. I'm surprised Culpepper's got one. I saw one listed on their website. They've got a 220 as well.
Yeah, I was about ready to say, there's two of them that I can reach right now. It's the Culpepper one on 224.18, and then there's the Linden repeater on 224.28. Up here at Linden, Virginia, that I can get into just fine. I can even get into that with an HT, which is surprising.
Yeah, you should be able to get into Green Valley. Amateur Radio Club's got a 220 as well. And Green County is like, stone's throw away from you.
Oh, copy that. What's the frequency?
Let me hang on here. Got to go to their website and look it up.
W4KRN.
Because I can look it up on T-Mark.
Breaking station, go ahead. KP4CFP.
Yeah, W4KRN. I'd just like to make a call, a real quick call.
Oh, well, ma'am, by all means, KI4EKI, go right ahead. We're standing by.
Okay, thanks. W8BT, Travis, are you still there? W4KRN.
Hey, good evening, Karen, W8BT. I just ran back in the shack.
Yeah, okay, thanks. You want to go simplex just for a few minutes, 14655?
Roger, roger. QSY, give me 1 minute, though, and I'll speak to you over there.
Okay, yeah, no problem. No rush. Okay, W4KRN. Thanks, guys.
Anytime, ma'am.
Yeah, thanks, W8BTQSY.
Back to you there, CFP, KI4EKI.
100 megahertz, minus offset, and it's the PL is 151.4.
I'm sorry, could you say that again? That noise actually covered you up a little bit.
Yeah, the receive frequency is 224.800 megahertz and minus offset, and the PL is 151.4.
224.8, they're not listed in T-Mark.
Well, they're listed on the website. That's where I'm reading it from.
All right. Well, I've got you on here. Let me give them a try here real quick and see if I can get in that. This would be interesting if I could. What did you say the PL was?
Yeah, the PL is 151.4. Yeah, hang on. Let me hop over. I can enter that frequency in my VFO. While I can't transmit, I can receive.
All right. Let me see what I got here. See if I can flip it off here real quick. Nope. Does it have a negative offset or a positive offset? Because I think I got it on the wrong offset. Hey, CFP, if you're still there, what is the offset? Because for some reason I'm not getting in.
Yeah,
I ever find that NXDN repeater, I'm going to tie a knot in its coax. CFP, KI4, EKI. Greg, you still there? I'm not getting into it.
Yeah, I'm here. I turned on another radio so I could monitor this frequency while I was monitoring the 220.
Okay, what was the offset for it? Because I'm not getting into it.
Yeah, it's a minus offset. The transmit frequency is 223.200.
Okay, that I've got correct. I've got the PL correct, but some reason I think I'm out of range.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can't tell, so, but anyway. Yeah, they have a 1.25 meter net every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. So next Tuesday, tune in and see if you hear anything.
Okay, copy that. I'll give that a try the next time I get, but remember, I've only the big radio is running a link station right now. The only thing I've got 220 is a Linko DJ 296 HD over here.
Ah, okay. I can see where that could be a problem.
Yeah, now if I ever get another 220 rig just to play around with it, I might have to put that in the other room on the other VHF antenna that I've got up there.
Okay, yeah, there's a Thawfest that's supported by Greene County that's coming up here. I'm not sure when it is.
Yeah, I got your email about that. Looks interesting, but,
No, the one I sent you, Page County's running it. This one's separate. This one's a different.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. All right, I was looking at that again, and you're right. That is a different county. Boing! And, well, there goes my allotment for a bout of cranial gastritis today. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Greene County's got a meeting tomorrow night, which I hope to make it to. And the meeting starts at 6. They're only an hour and a half away.
Oh, copy that. Well, one of these years, who knows. But anyway, if you could give me a second, let me try calling for Rich again and see if he happens to be monitoring. I just want to see if I can temporarily get him to use one of his SDR radios. Hold on just a minute. K1HTV, KI4EKI. I repeat, I'm going to tie a knot in that dang repeater's coax. You can quote me. Nothing heard, K1HTV, too much QRM. KI4EKI. Anyway, Greg, I'm going to go grab something easier real quick, but I'll be around later maybe or something like that or what have you. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, if you have a T-Mobile phone, the T-Mobile Direct Connect service is down network-wide. I don't know what happened. They just had it down. I don't know what went wrong, but anyway, I'll get back to you later there, Greg. KI4EKI. Be safe.
All right. Talk to you later. I'll be around. KB4CFP.
KD4, chocolate fried potatoes. This is KO4VNZ.
Good evening. KB4CFP.
Yeah, glad you were on the repeater just now. I had talked to you earlier in the week while I was out mobile, and I forgot your call sign, and you had asked me to email you my email address so you could send me information about emergency radio. So I just sent you that email. Over.
Okay, real good. I'll go. I'll look for it here in a little bit. So how you doing? I just picked you up on scan. I got the one radio scanning, and then the other radio is just monitoring the local repeater.
Oh, okay. I'm doing pretty good. This hour I was running the Farah. I was net control for the Farah net, and I'm doing all right. I know you're busy, so I won't keep you real long. I just wanted to say thanks for whatever information you send me about that. It being new to this, I am interested. And you had mentioned that you didn't need a whole lot of equipment to get active in emergency radio. Over.
Yeah, that's correct. Pretty much a valid license. The ARIES book one in hand, and the desire to help is all you need.
Okay, Greg. Well, the only thing, I guess the next thing for me to try then is the ARIES book one. Over.
Yeah, I'll either download it for you and send it to you, or send the link. Maybe I'll do both. Well, if I do both, you don't need the link, do you? Yeah, I'll get the book to you.
Okay, well, thank you for all your efforts and good luck with, I know you're... I forgot what the title is, but this is a big part of your Bailey. So thanks for everything, and I'll just say 73 and let you get back to what you're doing. KB4, Chocolate Fried Potatoes, this is KO4VNZ. Clear and listening.
All right, very good. Well, actually, honestly, I'm not busy. I could chat with you for a while if you wanted to.
Oh, I don't mind chatting. I just had heard you were trying to connect with Rich and some other people over some other radio issues. I thought maybe you were real busy. I'm not doing anything now. The wife just went to bed. I was about to turn the TV on and watch some stuff that I had recorded over.
Yeah, I know how that is. I imagine this noise was in your net as well. But, hey, congratulations on running in the net.
Yeah, Greg, that noise has been real pain in the patoot. And it only started a little over a year ago. When I first got my license, I never heard this noise on there. So it's something relatively new that has changed. Over.
Yeah, hopefully they'll figure it out and get rid of it. So, there was an annoying noise a long time ago on the Fredericksburg repeater. It kept coming in and coming in, and people didn't know where it was. A couple of people went out looking for it, and they eventually figured out what it was. It was some type of transmission from the government or something like that, up towards the Shenandoah Mountains and such. And the solution was, is we put a PL on a repeater, and that eliminated the problem.
Oh, yeah, I can believe that. It's funny that it would pick up a signal without a PL, because our repeater here uses a PL. And I know that Andy, K1RA, and all the people on our repeater crew have gone out a couple of times trying to figure out the source of this. Rich, K1HTV and some others have all been trying to hunt down what's causing it, but so far, no luck. Over.
Yeah, that noise is annoying is a good word for it, but, all right, well, let me pull up your email and take care of what I can right now.
Okay, Greg. Well, thanks for everything, and I'll make this my final. Good luck to you in 73. KB4, Chocolate Fried Potatoes. This is KO4VNZ clear.
All right, 73, Chuck. We'll talk to you later. KB4CFP. When I reply, I'll shoot you my phone number as well.